We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Good Life. Every Saturday here on KNSS, it's all about food, wine, and fun for your ears. I got an interesting article that I wanted to have on the program. And unfortunately, I got it before Thanksgiving and wanted to have it on before Thanksgiving, but as the schedule was such, I couldn't do that. It was about sweet potatoes and more importantly, about how good for you they are in addition to being how good they taste. Well, and that led to getting a copy of a really cool book that is an interesting take on how you can get and stay healthy. It's called Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient. Your secret weapon for getting and staying healthy. It's by my guest, Dr. Joy Stevenson-Laws. And Joy, this is an interesting book. I mean, when you look at the beginning, it's every chapter is about minerals and what they can do for certain things, from blood pressure, weight management, depression, brain health, heart health, cancer, pain, fatigue. It almost sounds too good to be true, but congratulations. The book is really easy to read and has a lot of great information, so job well done.
Thank you so much. And I guess it's important to emphasize why the book was written, because you hear so much about the other nutrients that we need to stay healthy, like, you know, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, water, vitamins. And minerals are also critical, but you don't hear a lot about them. And many times when we're told to eat certain foods, it's not being emphasized that those minerals can be found in the foods like vegetables and fruits and things like sweet potatoes. So if we know why we're eating the foods, maybe we'll make a better effort to find the foods and get those minerals from the foods, because minerals are way more than sodium. It's more than iron. There's so many other minerals like magnesium and phosphorus, you know, and potassium, which we hear about sometimes, you know, but other things like selenium. So there are tons of minerals that are necessary to keep us healthy, and they're found in these great foods that sometimes we simply overlook and not pay attention to when we go to the grocery. So that was the purpose of writing the book. It was to highlight the importance of this category of nutrients that seem to get underemphasized.
Well, share with us a little bit about you, because you have an interesting background, and you have a website. It's Proactive Health, phlabs.com. This is there's so many interesting things today, not only nutrients available like this, you can buy magnesium tablets and things like that, but there's so much emphasis on vitamins and health, and I find people just, they don't even pay any attention to that, not only in what they eat, but they don't even bother to take a daily vitamin, for example. Tell us a little bit about your journey that led you to found the website and be a part of this group that's doing this great work.
Okay, so I guess a lot of my journey was dictated by my personal experience, obviously, in my life, with family members being extremely sick and having to rely on, you know, medicine to make them well, and in many cases they've died from their illnesses, like diabetes and hypertension and cancer and, you know, having issues with obesity, etc. So, you know, I was just determined not to go down that course, and throughout my experience as a healthcare attorney, representing doctors and hospitals for a living for about 30 years, I was forced to learn the area in order to cross-examine doctors and other medical professionals. And what I gathered from that journey was the fact that many of us as healthcare consumers are really not as educated as we need to be. There's so many things we don't know. When we go to a doctor, we're not really prepared to have an intelligent discussion with them as to how we can better take care of ourselves. And so I just learned as much as possible about healthcare and and made sure that what happened to family members or to some of the patients that I had to learn about during those 30 years, that would not happen to me. So in a nutshell, that was what encouraged me to learn and research as much as I've done. And I've been working with medical doctors, you know, for all my life. And so we got together with three other doctors to write the book, Minerals, a Forgotten Nutrient, for the reasons I stated earlier. And on a more, even more personal level, you know, when I was approaching my 40s, you know, I started to wonder what was going to happen, you know, to my life and to my health, because there are some rites of passages that we have as women that I was a little bit scared of, such as, you know, menopause and all the things that they tell you are going to happen when you get to that point. So when I went to my doctor, he said, well, you know, these things are going to happen, and when it does, remember, I'm here. If you're depressed, if you're starting to, you know, retain water, you know, I can give you some pills to deal with that. But it's going to happen. These are just part of getting older. And it didn't really make sense because logically, you know, I knew that as you get older, certain things change or bodies aren't as efficient as it used to be. But if that's the case, it had to be because we were losing certain nutrients. We didn't have the capacity to absorb certain nutrients. We didn't have, as we, you know, the good capacity that we had when we were younger. So, and of course, research supported that. So our kidneys aren't as functional, or, you know, our hearts may not be as functional as before. So, you know, when you realize that you cannot absorb nutrients as efficiently as you used to, then you need to identify those nutrients and put them back. And that's what I did. And I'm happy to say that I did not have those issues. So that's what led to the formation of Proactive Health Labs. We focus on, you know, making sure that we're nutritionally balanced. We have tests to determine whether or not our nutrient levels are optimal. So we test for vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin A. We test for, you know, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the probiotics, all the, you know, proteins, you know, the bad minerals like mercury that affect our ability to absorb, you know, other minerals or nutrients. We test for those too to make sure they're optimal, and we encourage that our clients do the same. And as a nonprofit, as a public nonprofit, our goal is to make these tests a lot more available to the public, because they can be extremely expensive. But by, you know, working with various labs, we have been able to reduce the pricing so that they're available to the community, because determining, you know, our nutrient balance is so important. And if our nutrients, for example, low vitamin C, it affects our immune system. So there's so many issues that are associated with nutrient deficiency. It behooves us to play a greater role in making the public aware of these issues and be more proactive about their health and get their nutrients tested.
It's just so interesting. You know, you mentioned something there when you were talking midstream about doctors. Well, we can give you pills for that.
Oh, yeah.
And doctors are so prone today, and I get it. They know that this is a proven treatment drug, for example, for whatever. But on the same hand, sometimes I think there's underlying causes, and there's not enough effort between the doctor, the pharmacist, and the patient to look at everything. What other pills are you taking? How's your nutrient level? And
right. And as great as medications are, because there are times when you have no choice. I mean, if you get run over by the proverbial truck, or if you have a heart attack or whatever, you know, there's a place for sickness care. It's necessary. The point is, every medication has a side effect. Everyone, even the over-the-counter ones, they rob your body of certain nutrients. And if we know what nutrients those are, then we can put them back, you know, and so we can have a discussion with a doctor, or we can go Google it or look it up, you know, to find out what are those medications, what are those nutrients that these medications are robbing my body of. And then you identify the foods from which you can get those nutrients and put them back, you know, but have that discussion with your doctor. Don't just, at no time should anyone just go to a doctor and take meds. and not figure out what the side, you know, what the what nutrients are being lost from the medications, because those are what sometimes lead to the side effects, and those side effects can be really disabling. You know, it can cause drowsiness, fatigue, it a bunch of issues. So it really behooves us to be more proactive. And as consumers, it's going to be up to us to be proactive, because doctors are busy and they're not being paid to spend a ton of time with patients. They have many patients to see. And unless you can have your own personal doctor that you can pay a couple $1 million a year to, and most of us have to, you know, work with the time schedules that they have. So it's up to us to do the extra work and, you know, to keep ourselves healthy, or as healthy as we can.
Before we talk about some of the stuff in the book, and before we get through today, I definitely want to talk about sweet potatoes, because I love them, and they're so good for you. And the article that you put out prior to Thanksgiving was great. Mm-hmm. But you are doing some things here that there's a good cause behind the book. What are some of the profits are going to a foundation that you guys have come up with?
Yes, so there are two foundations. Proactive Health Labs is a nonprofit, you know, public nonprofit foundation. So the proceeds are going back to Proactive Health Labs, as well as another foundation that I'm involved in called the Billy Project Foundation. And that foundation was founded because my law partner, one of my law partners, Vincent Acquisto, died from a rare form of cancer called bile duct cancer. And we are working with the University of San Francisco, University of California in San Francisco, UCSF, to identify markers for this disease, and we are doing a good job in doing so. That they're an amazing group of doctors there that specialize in that area, and because he had no clue that he had this disease, and once he found out, he had no more than 6 months to live.
Wow.
So and now we're finding out that more and more people are having this disease and dying from it. So it was to create an awareness of the existence of that disease. You can find out a lot of information about it at thebillyproject.org. It is very informative. It now you can identify some of the markers, because he had a physical immediately, I think it was about a month before he was diagnosed, and nothing came up on the physical, because they didn't know what to look for. So that's the story on those two foundations.
Well, a good cause, in addition to the fact that it's just chock-filled with so much great information. My guest today is Dr. Joy Stevenson-Laws. The book is called Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient. And yes, we're going to talk about food, because I'm guessing here, but I'm pretty sure that getting these minerals from food products that are healthy and consumed is probably better than buying a jar of magnesium at the grocery store. But we'll talk about that after this short break. Don't forget, coming up later, I've got a great wine of the week. It's from Rumbauer Vineyards. I'll tell you about some fun events coming up that you'll want to be a part of. And we're glad to have you with us every Saturday here on News Radio 1330. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Dr. Joy Stevenson-Law. Don't go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.